that I can do this on the block. Okay. What about any ring games?
Oh, I can't think of any. I really can't.
Okay. Any games with a ball besides something like baseball, football?
Well, you know, an adaptation that's used by poor black kids, you know, like a rubber ball and a broomstick. But that's still our form of baseball, but we did that. We had our form of hockey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're using something like that, too.
What would you use?
The little 10 cents. It was 10 cents. It would be bright, bright red.
Uh-huh.
And you could buy them for a dollar. And you know, they would bounce. I remember those.
The balls.
And broomsticks and things.
Oh, you'd use the broomsticks for hockey?
Yeah, right. That'd
okay.
be your club.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, each person would have a predetermined area in which to try to get the ball to score and things like that. It was our adaptation of hockey.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what about tin can games?
It seems to me that we did, but I couldn't tell you its form. I don't know whether we were kicking it or, you know, the only tin can game that really is not a game, it's just that comes to mind, is we used to, you know, to be able to try to take a tin can and turn it on its broad side and step on it in such a way that it would curve around your shoe.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd do that on, you know, and walk on the things like that. We used to do that.
Okay. How about any rough games?
Football.
Any brutal games that were, okay. Any games with a knife?
Mm-mm. That was taboo. That's a no-no.
A rope?
Jump rope. I used to do that.
Do you remember any of the songs that went along with it?
No, it seems to me, and this goes way back, but it seems to me the only thing we do is we like count.
Okay.
I don't know if there were any games that were associated with it.
Did you eat marbles?
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. I don't remember the various names of the games, you know, but...
Can you describe some of the different kinds?
Oh, you mean like we used to call them cat eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So, and sometimes, you know, there's the big marble we call the dummy.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to me there's another one called the dauber, I believe, or something like that. But, and you know, the plain marbles.
Mm-hmm.
Only ones that I can really remember. But yes, we used to play marbles quite a bit. And even though my mother forbade me to do it, but I used to, you know, you play winners.
Mm-hmm.
So you win all you keep. You keep all you win.
Mm-hmm.
All you knock out of the circle. So, yeah, definitely played marbles.
Okay. And what would you call an event where a lot of people get together and have a good time?
Party.
Okay, can you tell me about some
kinds
of parties?
Oh, no, one type. You know, I didn't go to very many parties when I was a student.
Okay.
I didn't go to very many parties when I was a student because, as I said, I was working in the evenings. But, you know, since when I started college and all, and since I've been out of school, parties kind of thing, but most of the parties I go to are house parties. Seldom do I go to one that involves an awful lot of people. Generally, I like the controlled environment.
Party at somebody's house.
What kinds of music do you like listening to?
Name it. Well,
not necessarily group names, but
almost everything except, and because of my lack of understanding, I'm not too into opera. You know, because the foreign languages, you know, I can't really get off into it unless I have this piece of fun. And very, very progressive jazz is a little over my head, you know. Like, I haven't developed to an extent where I can follow Miles Davis when he really goes out. But other than that, I'm very much, most of my money that I spend on records is spent either on classical music or rhythm and blues.
Mm-hmm. You play the organ, or you're learning?
I'm learning to play the organ. I played baritone horn in high school. But, yeah, no organ.
Do you play anything else? Any other instrument?
Well, I've taken a couple of piano lessons. You know.
Uh-huh.
My mom has a piano at her house. I have the organ, so, but that's about it. But the most music I like, more than anything else, classic and rhythm and blues.
Mm-hmm.
Although they're classic, but that's where I am.
Okay. I have one question left, and this is to find out your attitudes about standards of correct English, you know, what you think about it. Have you changed your manner of speaking any? Do you speak differently to some types of people as you do with others?
Oh, definitely. Well, let me say this. Yes, I do. You know, in some forums, you have to speak one way, or you're penalized. And therefore, I honestly feel that by being black and in the South, I'm held to a double standard. I have to, with my peers meaning black people out there, I have to be...